We're at the Arias at the First Direct Arena, and I've got some nominees. Ollie, and Alex from the Modern Man podcast, named after Ollie Man. It's an original name.
Thank you, yeah. You've put your finger immediately on the fact that the whole format was reverse engineered from my name, which, you know, we try and let people work out in their own time.
And you've been to Radio Doos before, because I've seen you at the Radio Awards. Ollie and Alex, is this your first time at the Radio Awards?
I'm really new to podcasting, although I have two now. I work with the two Ollies on The Modern Man, and I also work for The Guardian on a sex podcast called Close Encounters. So I've been thrust with much vigour into the world of radio and audio shenanigans. So hopefully tonight I'll get so tipsy that that all I'll be able to do is slur, and I'll be no longer appropriate for any kind of broadcast.
And Ollie, is it exciting to see yourself on a nomination list for something you've done along with big names from Radio 1 and Radio 2?
Yeah, I was completely surprised. I was saying earlier to Alex, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't even know. Oh, this is going to sound really bad, isn't it? I didn't really know what the Arias was. Am I even saying that right? That's
did
how...
Did you think it was a sexual area of the body? No. It could be part of the nipple, really.
No, I just thought, basically, I was expecting a sort of ropey projector in the background that you could hear like fuzzing away, and then like just sort of sitting on some chairs, some people at the back, you know, who didn't have any seats and that. So I'm really excited. When I found out exactly what I was coming into, I'm properly excited. I'm new to podcasting as well. So for me, this is, this is brilliant.
It's all slicker than an ice rink, really, isn't it? Lovely.
And other Ollie, you've won awards like this before. You've done lots of broadcast radio. How important is it to get a nomination for this project that you're doing now?
Well, for this particular thing, for The Modern Man, I'll say it again, MANN, iTunes.com/man. It was really important partly because it was a show that myself and producer Matt, developed around my name and my character as I am now. Because the podcast that I'm known for before, Answer Me This, is very much a version of myself when I was 25. And I love doing that show, but we've been doing it for 10 years. And this is a show where I can talk about trends and sex and meet interesting people and eccentric characters who are doing interesting things, and I don't have to try and be funny all the time. And I can have very honest, frank conversation about stuff. So I was really, really excited to get nominated. But actually, more than that, I'm really excited that podcasting is back and being recognised by the Radio Academy. It is, as you've just heard from Alex and Ollie there, they're both excellent sort of broadcasters on the nursery slope, if you like, who have come out with flying colours. But they wouldn't get a break on radio necessarily. You can take risks on podcasting and try out new people. And in the world that we're seeing now, where frankly, to get a mainstream radio show at a decent time, you need to already have your own Saturday night TV show or think that migrants should drown in the sea. It's really refreshing to be able to experiment and then get recognised for that, doing the show that you think is really good.
Good luck tonight, guys.
Thank you.